I'm joined by Susan Ahmed, spokeswoman for the Revolutionary Command Council in Damascus. Susan, we've had reports of an explosion in Harasta. Can you tell us any more?
Early in the morning, while people were praying Al-Eid pray, Assad's forces targeted the mosque. It's Al-Hassan Mosque, and many people were reported to be wounded. Now we got to know that three were killed by targeting the area. Actually, it's a systematic shelling because Assad's forces are shelling residential houses. They target people.
The government said that they would respond to any attacks by rebels. Is this not a case of rebels fighting?
Of course not, because people were doing nothing. They were just praying in the mosque when they were targeted. There were no, even not a demonstration, you know. People were just praying. No one was carrying weapon. No one was even chanting. They were just praying. It's Al-Eid here today, it's Adha Eid, and people hope that, they hope that they might enjoy the truce, and they might not lose any beloved one in these days, in these, let's say, holy days. But so far we got to know that three in Harasta were killed by targeting them.
I can hear a call to prayer in the background. Have there been demonstrations today?
No, it is not demonstration, but as you know, it is Eid here, so mosques start like chanting and praising God. That's the sound that you are hearing now.
Do you expect there will be protests in your area later?
I think so, yeah. There was one in early in the morning after Al-Eid pray. And I think, yeah, you know that today is Friday, and usually Friday is the day of demos. So I believe that more people in the more different areas are going to take to the street and chant, hoping that they might not lose anybody, or not they might not got shot, because they believe, as the regime stated, that the regime is committed by the truth. So we hope that it works, and Assad's forces not shoot or open fire at demos and the protesters.
Apart from the incident in Harasta, have you heard of any more breaches to the ceasefire?
Yeah, we got to know that even in Harran al-Awamid, this is in eastern Ghouta, you know, some of the guys were shot while leaving the mosque, and so many people were got shot. Some people today, even in Douma, for example, you know, we lost many people in Douma yesterday due to shelling. It was really hard last night because Assad's forces targeted Douma, targeted civilians, and we lost many people there. So early in the morning, instead of celebrating the Eid, people were just paying farewell to the killed ones, and we got to know that there was a fire there, and some people got injured.
Can you give us a sense of how typical this level of violence is? Are these reports isolated? Is there a lot less violence than there would be normally?
You mean in Douma?
No, in across Syria, from the reports you're hearing, are they isolated examples of violence? On a typical day, would there be a lot more killing?
Usually, yeah, we got to know that more numbers were killed, but you know that there was no ceasefire, but today supposedly it's everything should stop, killing should stop, but not till now. We have many people got killed just in Damascus suburbs, let alone the rest areas of Syria, and till now, you know, every now and then I can hear the MiG jet fighters just hovering over the area and targeted eastern Ghouta. I'm not sure about the place, because I saw the MiG fighter shelling the area, an area, and I saw the smoke columns, but I couldn't be accurate about the area that was targeted.
Describe a bit more about exactly what you saw. Was it a fixed wing aircraft, or you said it was hovering, a helicopter or a jet?
No, it's a jet.
And you.
It's MiG. It's MiG jet fighter. It's different from the helicopter, you know.
Yeah,
The
sure. What
sound, even, yeah. The it's completely different.
did you see?
I saw it. It was hovering over the area. Usually, it does, but we didn't expect to see it today. And it was just hovering and passed away. It passed over our area, and it targets another area. So I saw the rockets leaving the jet, but I'm not sure about the area that was targeted, and I didn't get more info about this so far. But I saw smokes of co smoke out of that explosion and out of these rockets, but I'm not sure about the results.
So you're in a northern suburb of Damascus. So
Yeah, that's right.
roughly whereabouts did you see this plane?
I think that the area that was targeted, it's Eastern Ghouta, but I'm not sure about the district or the name of the place. I believe in the coming few hours, we might get more information about this, and we might get the results of that shelling, whether there were destroyed buildings, whether there were some people killed or injured.
At what time did this take place?
That was like about 2 hours ago.
So after the ceasefire had been declared.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
how many rockets did you see fired?
I'm not sure that they were two. That what I saw they were two rockets, but I believe they were like more after they left the jet. Maybe they became. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not really expert with weapons, but I saw two things leaving the jet, but later they became more. Maybe they got into pieces, or maybe I'm not really sure about it. Kind of a cluster bombs, but I'm not really sure about it. Sorry, I'm not an expert.
Did you hear explosions later as well as see the rocket?
Yeah, I heard the explosion, but it was far, you know, because it's a far it's another area that was targeted.
And is this a typical sight?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, unfortunately. But I didn't expect to see such a thing today, especially after declaring the ceasefire.
Okay, Susan. Well, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome. Thank you.